Oh, Patrick, this is so delightful. This is the best news that Wilma Timber will ever hear.
Oh, COVID-19's over?
No, Patrick, don't be silly. As much as I wish that thing would be over and done with.
Then what, West End is back on?
No, maybe I spoke too soon. But point being is, Judge Jackie is back.
Judge Jackie?
Patrick, keep up, you know. The judge who's on TV, who will you see all the drama. I mean, Wilma Timber had a delightful time when I went to see the live taping in Grassy Valley a few months ago. Back when freedom was around. But anyway, Wilma Timber is just delighted she's doing cases about COVID-19.
Oh boy, what do you mean?
Well, apparently everyone is stacking up lawsuits around town because of the whole thing. I mean, Patrick, you really need to get on this because we could do with the money and then we could help support West Enders get back on the air. Oh, to imagine my soap return. But until then, I've got some plenty of stuff to be excited about. Come on, Patrick, you better watch this.
Do I have to?
You're my husband, aren't you?
Well, yes. Then you do.
Okay.
It's Judge Jackie. She's Judge Jackie. She takes no baloney. And ain't she just ain't like another Judge Judy. It's Judge Jackie. She listen to your case, then throw it in your face. Cause she don't want any drama. And last week we had those running llamas. It's Judge Jackie. It's Judge Jackie.
COVID-19 edition.
Hello, Silky's in town.
Yes, Judge Jackie's back for all you viewers to watch in these desperate times.
As for social distancing, this will be our first judge courtroom scene done via Zoom. Judge Jackie will still be in the house, at least metaphorically speaking, but she'll be providing over the case, and seems to be coming in loads and loads of lawsuits about what's going on with COVID-19, ladies and gentlemen. So remember, when all this is over, you can still hire me out for your adverts and any other means, because Silky has got that voice that is silky smooth. Ooh, yeah. And I've been told we better get to the case at hand, ladies and gentlemen. This case is Lyle Stevens versus Maram Dua. Lyle Stevens is suing Maram Dua for standing too close to her and not committing the social distancing rules during the COVID times. She feels because of this that she may or may not have COVID-19. Maram Dua is suing a countersuit to Lyle Stevens, saying that she was not obeying the social distancing rules, not standing 2 meters apart, and that he was in fact may or may not have COVID-19 because of that fact. Now here providing, as always, it's Judge Jackie. Ooh, yeah. Ooh, ask for the judge.
Thank you. You may be seated in your homes. So, Lyle Stevens, I expect you should start since you were the first one to file the suit, as it were. Well, yes, and where do you want me to start? Well, start from the beginning. Okay. Let me tell you a story. No, I don't really want to go down the story. Well, I need to tell my story in order to make sure my case is heard. Okay, Lyle.
Go ahead.
So, I was just minding my own business and I was walking down the street. Wait, why were you walking down the street?
Because I was just finished my shopping.
Okay, carry on. So, I was walking down the street with my shopping and I was sticking ever so closely and perfectly to the 6 feet apart. Believe you me, I was.
Ow! Ow! Ow!
Lyle Stevens, can you help me, please? Can you help me? No, I'm sorry. I can't disobey the 6 feet wall. Love to help you, Mr. Orbit, but you can get up yourself. You're a strong, strapping lad. Ah, oh, this is a great day. Got all everything on, the mask, the gloves. I'm doing quite well in keeping this social distancing thing, am I not? Seen Tina Pellroy outside. She's just putting the rubbish away. Is that essential though? I'm doing stuff with essential though because I'm getting my shopping. And look at me, I'm being very responsible. I mean, Sophia Carmella was wondering if I could do her shopping so she didn't have to go out, but I was like, I'm not going to go out any longer than I need to be. so feels so good to do the right thing. Saving lives, it's fantastic. Hi, Henry Walker.
Hi, La. How are you?
I'm not too bad. I can't stay in Salt, though, because I've got to keep social distancing, but I hope you're well.
I am. I hope you are, too.
Yeah, I'm doing very well, thanks. I'll call him later on, you know. Charming guy, I know. I think he has a thing for me. And then
this happened.
Oh, Maram, hello. I'm just walking down the...
What do you think you're doing?
Just walking down. Now, if you please step aside, because I'm trying to obey the social distancing laws, and you're right in my way, and...
Listen, this is my word. I can walk wherever I want to. Okay, I'm not going to abide by these silly social distancing laws.
Maram, how can you say such a thing when a time like this, I just need to go home? In fact, where's your mask? Where's your gloves? What are you doing?
Listen, you really think I'm going to be affect you or anything at all?
Listen, it's just you are in the way, okay? And it's people like you are the reason why we're still all stuck inside the house. Now, if you don't mind, step aside. There is a road you can just cross to the other side. Listen, I'm walking down here. This is my right of way road, okay? My house is just right over there. And if you do not mind, can you please step aside?
Or what are you going to do?
Listen to me, I need to... Hey! You just pushed me down! My days! Oh, my days, you could have infected me with COVID. I gotta go in! I can't believe it. How can you do such a thing like this?
You're in my way, La. Besides, who wants to keep these city walls anyway?
So you see, Judge Jackie? He is the reason why I may or may not have COVID. Okay, so back a bit. You don't have a clue if you got it.
No.
Do you have any symptoms?
No, but I did hear that you don't have to have symptoms to have it.
Okay, but have you tested?
No.
Okay, so you do not know whether you do or do not have this at the moment in time. But the point is, he was in the way. I'm just clarifying. Okay. But listen, Judge Jackie, I don't think you understand. He was in the way being a brute and was deliberately bumping into me just so he wanted to give me the virus.
That is not true at all. What are you on about?
I was there, Moran.
Really? Judge Jackie, maybe you want to hear what I saw, okay? Because this is how it happened.
Hey, Sophia, come in. How are you doing
in these strange times?
You're not too bad. Oh, good to hear. You worried about going outside? I understand what you mean. It's a bit crazy out there, isn't it, with everything going on? Oh, you want someone to do your shopping? You're happy to pay? Yeah, I don't see why not. I'm happy to do your shopping. Maybe just wait a few moments, and then I'll go outside, just to get prepared and all. But you want me to get your shopping? Don't worry about paying. I've got enough money, so don't worry. No worries, Sophia. Take care. Bye-bye.
You see, Judge Jackie, I was being a fantastic and responsible citizen, helping someone in need.
Yeah, until you bashed into me, okay? That's not helping me at all, especially in this time. That's not what happened. Let's continue with the story.
Hello. Oh no, it's the drone. What did you call me?
Oh, nothing. I'm sorry, I've got to go. I'm doing some shopping for Sophia Camillo, if you don't mind.
That's fantastic, but I was just wondering if you were interested into looking at the business proposals I was setting up for a new hospital that we're looking to build, and I'm looking to be a part of and the owner of something like that, if you can see, and if you want to look at the financial documents and so on.
Listen, I really gotta go, okay? It's nice talking to you, but I gotta go and do the shopping.
Okay, oh look, there's Mr. Aldrick on the floor. I can ask him if he wants to look at his papers.
Ah, oh, it feels so great out here, despite everything, you know? I've got everything on, I've got my gloves, got my mask, I'm being socially responsible. And it's just such a nice and beautiful day. And, oh, there's Henry Walker. Oh, and he's talking to Lara Stevens. They're talking quite a while. Oh, she's flashing that smile, she's flirting with him. Oh, they're a bit too close, aren't they?
Excuse me, guys, can you move and do this some other time? I gotta go. What are you on about? What are you on about? Me and Henry aren't doing anything wrong. We're just talking, aren't we?
Yeah, we are.
Hello, you're such a laugh.
I know, and you're so dreamy, you know.
And guys, I appreciate you want to have a personal life, but please, at this point in time in particular, you're kind of in the way, and I'm kind of going to go to the shops. And,
sorry, Moran, but I'm kind of like preoccupied with...
Yeah.
Guys, can you move out the way, please? No, you need to go over to the other side of the world because I am talking to Henry.
And a girl's got to keep up with her social life even if we have to be locked indoors. So you're just going to be socially irresponsible and not let me get in the way. I need to get shopping for someone else, okay?
Whatever, okay? Just stay away.
No, you're in the way. And no, I'll show you in the way. Hey, how dare you touch me after all this? And oh my days, I'm supposed to be getting shopping for someone else, but now I can't. You could have contaminated me. I gotta go back home, I gotta tell Sophia this isn't happening. Ugh, I can't believe this! You will hear about this.
Oh no, you will hear about this. No one invades my space and gets away with it.
So you see, Judge Jackie, Z is the reason why I may have COVID.
Can we go back to the point that none of you have any sort of proof that either of you have it?
But they said on, I understand that they said on the news about that,
in terms of you may or may not know. But this is what I want to find out. You cannot sue about something that you may or may not have and that you have not tested for. So that bit of the lawsuit has got to go out of the way for either of you. Now, question being now is, who was acting irresponsibly during this?
Well, C was. No, C was. I mean, he was standing where and would not move. C pushed me. He wasn't wearing any equipment. He was not. I'm telling you, he was being irresponsible and not following the social distancing laws. And what were you doing? Okay, you were definitely not following. You were standing there flirting your heart out with Henry Walker, you lusting over him. Hey, yeah, I was not lusting over him. I said hello and was wondering about thinking of a number, but I did not think about, yeah, sure, yeah. Well, you were trying to get in the good grace of Sophia Camilla in the first place. You didn't have to go out. Listen, what I was doing was just trying to help somebody. And people.
Goodness me.
Now, do you have any of those witnesses to the event with you today?
Well, I do.
Okay, cool. Who is your witness?
Henry Walker.
Well, let's zoom him up. You haven't talked to him prior to this? He hasn't seen any of the testimony?
No, but he knows the truth.
Hello? Is that Henry Walker? It is indeed. Hi, Henry. Now, Lara's called you here as a witness for whether the fact that Maram deliberately was not following social distancing laws and was being irresponsibly bumping into her. Could you verify that?
Oh, yes, I know what happened exactly. Let me tell you the story.
You see, I was just jogging around.
Oh, Mr. Aldrich, sorry, I caused you to trip while you trying to dive and not get into me. I'm ever so sorry, Mr. Aldrich, but I gotta keep running. I can't really stop, you know, with all the safety laws and all.
Hi, the drone.
Oh, I'm sorry. I mean,
what did you call me?
Oh, nothing, so I gotta go. I'm jogging here.
Hi, Lara Stevens. Hi, Henry. How are you?
I'm not too bad, thank you. How are you?
Oh, I'm not too bad. I just finished shopping and all. I'm just going back home now. Well, I'll see you soon. I'm just gonna go running.
Okay, no worries. Take care. Bye.
Then, as I was running, I heard two screams.
You heard two screams?
Yes. And I looked around, and then both Lara and Maram were running away back to their houses.
Wait, but you didn't see what the altercation was about?
Well, no, but I saw Lara was really upset and all, and I assumed Maram did something which wasn't right. And then when she told me later on about the whole he wasn't keeping the social distancing thing, I mean, that was just not on board.
So Henry, let me get it straight. You didn't really witness anything.
Well, I did witness the aftermath.
Henry, thank you. I think we're gonna make sure you leave this meeting. Bye-bye.
So see though, Judge Jackie, he verified that none of that stuff with him and me flirting away happened. Moran, So in your face.
Well, it's not so fast, okay? He did not mention anything about me being in the way at all. He just assumed that from what you were saying to him. So as a result of that, he has no proof whatsoever.
Moran, do you have any proof? Any witnesses?
Well, I am. What is Sophia Camilla? But she only knows about me calling up for the shopping. I mean, she wouldn't know whether or not this thing happened. Oh wait, we've got a new Zoom entry. Oh, it's Mr. Aldrich. Hello, Mr. Aldrich.
Hello, I think I can clear this thing up. I was hearing the other day that you were doing this courtroom thing over Who Barge 2, and I know exactly what had happened.
Well, this might be an impartial judge since no one helped you out, from what I can gather. Mr. Aldrich, do explain.
Well, here's the story. I was just running around, well, walking more likely, when...
Oh, I'm ever so sorry, Mr. Aldrich, but I got to keep going, you know, I'm running and all. I'm sorry that I caused you to nearly run out of the way, that sort of jump out of the way, but I got to keep going, I'm afraid.
That's all right, Henry, I think I'll try and get up. I'll try anyway.
Oh, last, can you help me?
Sorry, I'm social distancing, I can't help you, Mr. Aldrich, I'm afraid.
Oh.
Hello.
Oh no, it's the drone.
Here, have you seen my hospital reports? You know, you have a look at that, as you see, just fantastic what I think we can do and what I can do in my ownership. So I was just thinking, if you look at all these papers and all, and oh, you got renewed strength and you can now walk and you're hobbling away. Oh, okay.
Anything to get away from the drone.
And then what happened?
Well, I saw it.
You saw it?
Well, yes. Both of them were just walking down the street, minding their own business, you know, and then they just bumped into each other.
Is that it?
Yes.
They both freaked out, and because of whatever happened, and then they went back to their homes.
But he definitely was aggravating me and pushed me, and was, he did all those other things.
No, C was the one who was there flirting with Henry Walker. Henry Walker wasn't even there.
He was just jogging by, and I think I saw him look upon the scene afterwards.
Pretty accidental. There was no malice or anything at all.
So then why are we here?
Because he was... I saw him. He wasn't wearing gloves. He wasn't wearing a mask. He was provoking me and did not care. Yes, he was. He was wearing those things.
And so were you, Lara.
So, you sure? Because I am 100% sure that he... Listen, I don't know what you think the other one was doing. Maybe you're trying to justify something in your own head. But what I know is what I saw. And that you guys just bumped into each other. It was a complete accident. You know, it was just... No one was in fault in the sense of you just mindless. Thinking mindlessly, which, you know, sometimes happens. And you should give grace to that thing. So, something tells me you two just let your imaginations run wild. Especially what's going on. And viewed the other person in the worst light. But I can tell you, neither of you did anything wrong. As far as I can tell, you just weren't thinking properly for a moment, a split second, and then you bumped into each other.
Well, Mr. Aldrich, maybe you should take the robes, because that was a fine sum if I ever heard it myself. But this is what Judge Jackie's wanting.
You don't waste Judge Jackie's time with lawsuits about people bumping each other. Now, I understand what's going on in this situation with COVID-19 and all. But here's the point, in fact. Neither of you should be getting any money from any of you, because this was a simple, mere accident. None of you have shown any proof that you've got the virus, and I hope that you continue not to. At the moment, no one in this town has, which is a good blessing. And so with that, ladies and gentlemen, I have made my ruling, and judgment for no one. Ladies and gentlemen, you have been listening to Judge Jackie. And this is your friendly announcer, Silky. Remember, you can hire me for everything and that sort of thing too. And that is fantastic. She is the judge that will find out any baloney that's going on. And she won't take any of it. This is Judge Jackie, COVID-19 edition. You've been listening to What's Going On in Guasmere Valley. And I'm the creator of the show, Thomas Taylor. Thank you for having listened, especially in these times. It's always great fun doing these shows. Keep listening. There's still a back catalogue you can listen to. If you want, tell your friends, tell other people, spread the word. And you've got something to listen to. Got plenty of episodes to listen to. And there's the books as well. You can see below in the description. So, until next time, bye-bye for now.